tell my inner child I'm sorry for everything you had to go through. It started as a child. I wish that I was stronger in situations that I had to go through. I'm trying to press it now.
Welcome back to another episode of Talks with Two. I am here with a very special guest, Mr. Miguel Brio.
That's it.
That's it? All right. I'm making sure I pronounced it right. So today, you know, he came sit down to talk about some things. So can you introduce yourself?
So my name is Miguel Angel Brito. I am formerly known by my stage name, Southside MAB. I'm a hip-hop and R&B artist out of Nashville, Tennessee. I'm here thriving.
Woo! So can you tell us, where did you grow up?
So I originally grew up Miami area. So I didn't really have a specific home around there. So it was like between South Beach, an area called Kendall, Coral Way, but just pretty much the Miami region as well. I spent I believe 16 years there, and then I moved over here and lived here for 10 years now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
So, but I was like a kid back then, so it's like I could tell you more about Tennessee. I know the ins and outs of like Tennessee rather than Florida, because like, you know what I mean, during that time period, I didn't really ask to like be born in that spot, but you kind of grow into a home, you know what I mean?
Right.
So.
So that's good. So can you share like some key memories from your childhood?
Oh, yeah. I think one that's been popping up lately is just, I used to call this place the Orange House because it was just the Orange House. Like as a kid, it just like blew my mind because, I think it was near an area called Sweetwater. We were like the only orange house within like the area. So me as a kid during that time period, I was like, okay, cool, we're special.
You know right.
I mean? And it's just a house. You know what I mean? Like in the sense of like no one cares. Everyone's just like just driving past it. But like to me it was like such a remarkable thing. But I just have a distinct memory of just kind of being in the living room, just like by myself, just watching TV, my grandma like next door in her efficiency, my mom either in the backyard or like just working while my grandparents took care of me. And during that time period, also, I had one of my grandparents. His name was Armando. He stayed in the room there as well, too. So that just kind of had people, like, on and off babysitting me there. And, just kind of just remember just roaming the house, just perceiving things in that moment. But, like, as you get older, you're just like, I wonder how I really felt in that moment as a kid.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, because when you're at that age, you're just like, you're all over the place. You don't have a specific ideal of logic or emotion that's going through your mind in that moment. But as you get older, you're just like, did it mean that much to me?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's cool though. You mean so, but that's kind of just a specific memory or like 4 a.m., 5 a.m., my mom would pick me up. I'll be asleep in her arms or pretend to be asleep because I just want someone to carry me because and then she'll just carry my grandma's efficiency and I'll just have breakfast there before I would go to school, like kindergarten / pre-K around that area. So
did you have like siblings?
I do. Yes. I have a sister. She is 17. She's through like my stepfather. But between my dad and my mom, I was just like the only child.
Oh, so you, yep. Okay. So how was it being an only child?
Growing up, I mean, it was cool. You know what I mean?
Did it get boring? Like, did you want, you know?
You know, it's weird because like, that's a yes and no thing because I would say yes in the sense of like, it's always cool to have somebody there, like to accompany you, show them something different or they show you something different that like you're not used to and just learning from each other. You know what I mean? And I've learned a lot from my sister. Very thankful for her in my life. And then at the same time, just kind of like, even that time period, I feel I was okay being by myself because I just had so much going on in my head. This like thought-provoking thoughts and just, just imagining the whole world, what I felt like it was. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just kind of goes back to like when I was home alone, just like using my imagination or like my toys, just like just roaming the house. And like, I felt comfortable with it. You
right.
know what I mean? So it was cool. You know what I mean? But for sure, super blessed to have like my sister. And then also have a stepbrother that I've been growing up with for the past like 10 years. When I say grow up with, it's just more of like the years passed, but I'm not around him because I don't really not around my dad. But yeah, he stays in Miami.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I know you spoke, well, when you submitted, you had said, you know, your father was absent, you know, like growing up. So how did that absence impact your emotional development and in your relationship with others?
To put it all together in a short and sweet synopsis. Oh, man, because I don't know where to start with that one.
You start everywhere.
All in all, to say it's like the effect was there, but not necessarily for a specific negative or positive manner. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I acknowledge what happened, even as a young kid. You know what I mean? And, you know, like I hold no resentment towards him or anything like that. You know what I mean? I know he's living his life and everything, and that's cool. And I want to see growth in everybody.
Right.
And I've been feeling that way. The same words I've just said right now, I've been saying that since I was 6 years old. You know what I mean? And that's crazy.
Right. So it's been that long.
Yeah. So, like, I just kind of grew up with, like, I would stay at their house every once in a while because he used to live with, like, my grandparents, like my grandma, mm-hmm. grandfather, and my aunt was living there for the time being. But then she went on to be like a pediatrician, built her own family and everything. So like I would visit their house every once in a while, not very often, mm-hmm. but like just enough for me to remember as a kid. But I just kind of grew up with like different stepmothers calling me up saying, oh, why don't you call your dad? Or...
And these are women that he was with.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a different woman each week calling me up, my name, saying, this is all in Spanish, too. She's like, yo, where you at? I'm like, I'm still learning my first words. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, it's crazy. Like, you mean, I was like that young, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So it's like, so yeah, it was just more of like, I've never been the victim between that relationship. You know what I mean? It's mm-hmm. just more people just kind of looking at it like, oh, this person does a lot for you, or, oh, this and that, or, oh, he did this because he loves you, but also this and that, like, and to me, I'm at the point that I'm just like, I don't care. It hasn't affected me at all since then.
Right.
You know what I mean? So going back to the question, the way it affected me with other people is just, I know how not to be, you know what I mean? When
right.
I become a father, in That's a sense true. Of like, and the thing is, he's not even a bad guy. It's just, he just, you know, had stuff to work on, you know what I mean? Like, humans are different.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I feel like once you have a kid, it's not about you anymore. No matter what the dream is, you could still have that dream, but you got to take care of what you brought
right.
into this world first.
You got to be able to compromise.
Yeah. So, you know, but I always try to be a good person. You know, like I said, I don't think it affected me negatively that like I catch myself treating someone wrong because mm-hmm. of it, or I hold this anger within me. I just kind of grew up confused in the sense of like, what's going on in our relationship?
Right.
Do I have to love this guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just because, like, even to this day, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in my mid-20s, man. So it's like, I'll pull up to, like, these parties just for reunions and stuff like that. And people be like, you know, old folks will be like, hey, come here, you know? And they'll just put their arm around me, talk to me like, hey, you know, your dad, he loves you, man. You know? And, like, they all kind of have, like, this mm-hmm. sense of, like, hey, it wasn't right, but just know he loves you. And I'm like, dude, I don't care if you changed my diapers, bro. Like, you can't do that to me now. You know what I mean?
So do you communicate with him at all?
We have a bit, like, we're able to communicate. I just prefer not to. You know what I mean?
Right. It's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong with that. Honestly, it's nothing wrong with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. But it's cool, though.
So, you would say, like, you grew up around your mom.
Mm.
Taking care of you. So, how was that, you know, how did that shape y'all's relationship, you and your mother's relationship, knowing that he was absent?
You know, like, I feel like we would have been close regardless, even mm-hmm. in a whole different multiverse of even if they were together. But I feel like I didn't realize how hurt she was from, like, him not being around and how much she loved him. So, like, that's the only part that could kind of, I could see that little resentment within me that
right.
I might not even notice until it just hits you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my mom are like this, dude. Like, she's like my best friend. You know what I mean? Super grateful for her. And it feels nice to hear other people say that about their own parents or guardians.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even have to be your mom, but like, it's always just good to know you have someone who show you how to grow up with like love, care.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Cause life is short, man. And to be a good human being goes a long way, especially shaping other people's like perception of you and the way you build your community. You know, my mom showed me all that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I love her to death, you know what I mean? So we have a strong relationship. I feel like regardless of the outcome, like, we would have been as close as we are today, you know. So I'm super thankful for her. She's been through a lot, and I've seen it all, you know, from like thin mattresses, roaches all over our refrigerator, to like sharing a slice of pizza for and calling it dinner. Right. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's crazy. She'll be mad at me talking about this right now. She's like, "Don't tell people about that art." And I'm like, "No, I'm like, it's okay." You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's okay. It is okay. Yeah. It is okay to talk about. So, like, would you say that she sacrificed a lot? Like, that's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. It's weird because I almost get like a guilt. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Because it's like, I know I'm her kid, and, you know, as a guardian who loves this human that you brought into this world, you sacrifice so much of your time and, like, willingness and emotion for that person, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And, like, me getting older, I'm just like, I want to repay you, but I don't know how to. I don't know right. where to start, you know what I mean? So
she's giving it unconditional love, like,
yeah,
we want to give our parents, like, the world when we think back about, like, dang, they really made sacrifices.
Absolutely. And you look back and you're like, man, I, like, for the longest time I was working two jobs there, and I'm just like, this is what my mom was doing. Plus she had me. Plus, like, you know, I feel bad, like, she'll get home like at 10:30 at night, and I'll just be there waiting for her, wanting to watch a cartoon of her, like,
right,
Courage the Cowardly Dog, or like something on like Boomerang, or like super early Nickelodeon. And she would stay up and watch it with me, and she had to be up in 4 hours. You know what I mean? So it's like, I look back at moments like that, and I'm like, man, like, I could cry about it, mm-hmm. but I'm also want to take this moment to be like very appreciative, like what she's done for me. You know what I mean? And I definitely try my best to carry it out to other people, you know, because I just want to show her that, like, I want to be as good as you, and I will try. So mm-hmm. let me portray that example to the world. Not even just her music, just me as a person. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, anytime I go up to people in events or just any location, I always just check to see if you're good. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
hold off on the music talk, hold off on like other things in your jobs. Like, how are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, my mom always like put that in, like, she always portrayed that to me, saying like, hey, there's time periods that like you have to look at that situation and put others before you, in a sense, to make sure they're good, because you are your surroundings, you are your environment. And if you want people to grow along with you, you want to contribute to that. You know what I mean? So.
Oh, yeah. That was some good advice that she had gave you. She raised you well.
I appreciate that. She's awesome, man.
So how do you cope with the feelings of, you know, the existing dread that you spoke about?
Ooh.
Like, how do you cope? I know you do music, so I would think that you channel those emotions into your music.
Yeah, I feel like not as much as I've been wanting to lately within the mm-hmm. past couple of years. But man, I've had like existential dread since like, I always tell people it's like roughly around like when I was like 9 years old, 10 years old. Mm-hmm. I've had those few moments to like, I pause and I just look around. I'm just like, I'll start crying because I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I mean, right.
Like, what is going on here? Like, who am I? Even though like I have a name, I have a family, like, what is going on here?
Right.
Most of the time, and I still suffer through that. Like, I would say I still suffer from that now, but ideally, like, soften the term suffer. Just more of like, I'm trying to ease into it, saying mm-hmm. that it is okay. And I do try to portray it through music. It also helps me portray it through, like, my messages and relationships I have with people. You know what
right.
I mean? I'm a very upfront person. You know what I mean? If I know something's not going to work out, I don't want neither one of us to lie to ourselves. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that only affect you in the long run. And
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, and I'm existential in the sense of like, I know how shitty some actions can be, and I know how much it could affect me.
Right.
And I never want to affect somebody else because the way I go about things, you know what I mean? So I'm just very upfront. I tell people point A to point B as it should be, but I'm giving you all of me. You know what I mean? So, I do my best, like I said, music, try to cope with it. Sometimes I just truly like to just sit in silence, watch a movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know sometimes people are just like, oh, that, like, you're hiding your emotions, you're not really dealing with it. I'm like, you don't really know my interest. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Everybody's different.
We all cope with something like differently. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, it's always important to like lend a hand if someone needs it. You know what I mean? Because I know how it is. Like, we all go home to our rooms. Just you, your thoughts. Mm-hmm. No one's answering your questions except you. So whatever you wore, the way you talk to people, the way you portray yourself,
your perception is building that off of you because that's what you're taking home with. You know what I mean? So it's I suffer that because like it feels so real. My existential dread makes those thoughts feel real, even though if they're not real. And even if they're not real, I've lost so much energy from it. You know what I mean? So it does affect me to this day, but I've been doing better. You know what I mean? So
I hear you talk a lot about you being that person for someone else, but do you have a person like that for you? Like other than your mom? So you say you show up in, you know, these places, environments. I mean, and you even did it to me at the Control DeVille. Like we definitely hit it off, and we definitely was talking about this upcoming podcast and everything that I got going on. So
grateful.
But like, do you have people in your environment that, you know, make sure you good as well?
Yeah. You know, like aside from my close family, you know, my best friend Rachel, known her since high school. We've gotten closer throughout the past couple of years. Super grateful for her. My friend Tristan. You know, like I have at least like, I saw like three, four people. You
That's
know what
good.
I mean?
Yeah.
So like in, you know what I mean? So it's super grateful for it. And I do try to take everyone's like time, words, and wisdom like to account. I mean, I always try my best to like feed off the energy I'm being given. But at the same time, it's like, it all falls on me, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm the one carving that perception and building that into who I am and the way I portray myself. So, but like, all in all, I'm grateful to have some outlets to vent to, even if it's for the most minuscule things. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just okay to like talk about it, let it out, and then no one answer you back. They just heard you. You know what I mean? So, and that's like the type of group I have, you know what I mean? So I'm very thankful for it because, you know, sometimes you just want to talk. And that's okay because and I feel like me and you are very similar because like we don't try to express ourselves too much, but when we do, Lordy, I mean, like I just
out the world.
Don't hit me with advice. Just listen to me. Just listen to what I gotta say.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because like I forgot who told me this. I don't know if it was on the pod. I don't even know. I don't talk to so many people, but you gotta be able to know what someone wants. Like, do they want just a listening ear? Do they want support? Do they want advice?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, just making that clear intention helps a lot.
Yeah.
So, let's get into your music. So, how has music served as a form of therapy for you throughout your life? And are there specific songs or lyrics that resonate with your personal experiences?
Man, it's helped me escape a lot, because even growing up, it was weird. I had friends, but then I also didn't have friends.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I don't know how to explain that, but I feel like you kind of know where I'm coming from with that.
Yeah.
So I always had plenty of free time on my hands. So music was just a huge outlet for me. Like I'll just look up like Eminem instrumentals, Ja Rule instrumentals, like Slick Rick instrumentals, just like all stuff like that, and just like rewriting my own words. I was definitely stealing half their lyrics because I was like, look what I wrote, and I was just changing like one word.
Right.
Like, I mean, but I was a stupid kid, you know what I mean? So, but it was just cool just looking back at it and being like, wow, like I really did care for it. And I'm grateful that like I still care for it as much as I do, if not more to this day as a full grown adult. But it was just definitely like a huge outlet. Same thing like movies, just like acting, just entertaining people has always been like my thing, you know what I mean? It's been awesome. Like a few words, lyrics. Is it pretty much like lyrics I grew up with, or like ones that like
in your songs that, you know, resonate with your personal experiences?
Yeah, there's a couple. I have a song called Somber Head Rush off of my new EP. Thank You for Understanding. Definitely check it out. It's awesome. Hopefully you think that's awesome too. But yeah, Somber Head Rush, the very last verse, the whole song, the whole idea of the song is like, I'm in this moment, I'm around people, we're in a video shoot, everyone's around me, oh, y'all got my back, whatever. And then that moment when everyone leaves and it's just you, the silence gets louder, you're wondering what just happened. And like, I dedicate like that whole last verse to it. So like it goes a whole different atmosphere. My friends are gone, but I'm still here. Alone in my thoughts, my biggest fear. My eyes are red, I can't see clear. Year after year, I'm more miserable. I can see it, but it's not visible. And I don't know who would miss me, though. I need some help, pick up the phone, and it just kind of just goes on for it. Like the eyes are red part, of course, just refers to like my alcoholism, like during high school, after high school, and just doing a lot of drugs and drinking that like sadly has affected me to this day. You know what I mean? Stuff that I'm still working on. But I'm glad I could look at it through like song that I created. You know what I mean? And of course, shout out to my boy, Mixed by Cole. He made the beat, along with AB Eastwood and Tahina. It was all three of them. Yeah. For Summerhead Rush. Yes. Shout out to y'all three.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's cool. You mean, that verse heavily, I relate to it, or just like a song that I'm working on with, do you know Nash Daddy? He was at a...
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's who I want to collab with, too.
Yeah. Dude, he is such... I love you. You're such a good guy, man. He's so cool. We have a song coming up together, but, like, I won't spoil too much. It's going to be a really cool one. The first four lines of my verse is, like, tell me that you love me. Now I apologize for my insecurities. My thoughts don't make it clear to me. My anxiety strikes fear in me. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean?
So you had anxiety too?
It's awful.
About time I'm talking to somebody that's done felt what I done felt for all these years, man. Hey, look.
Facts.
Anxiety, they make it seem like it's just such a, easy thing, or that is not that serious. Matter of fact, like, let me just say that, not that serious, bro. I done felt everything from shortness of breath to like shaking. Like, it's real, okay? Like, it's definitely real.
I'm sorry you went through that, but hopefully,
I went through it. I would say seventh grade through 11th grade. So to me, I didn't have a full middle school experience or a full high school experience.
I relate dealing, to it.
Like
so
dealing
heavy.
With anxiety. It was terrible. It was bad because it's a mind thing. Like the mind is like the biggest problem if your thoughts aren't positive.
You know what's crazy? It's like we all live in the same planet but different worlds.
Literally.
That's the way I'd say it. Literally. You know what I mean? So it's like I always try to tell people it's like it's crazy. Like, and I'm sorry that you went through that. And but I mean, you're a great person as you are now. You mean so? But I'm sorry you had to go through all that to like,
right? Because it's shaping up. Now I know how to like control it if it does happen. But like it was happening every day. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking about like it. I used to think something was so like physically wrong with me. Like I'm in the hospitals like, every day, and they just like you know once you got anxiety in your file. Mm-hmm. And you keep on coming, they finna blame it on that every time.
Yo.
Just because that's in your file, because anxiety got so many symptoms, they not even worried about, like, they not even trying to, you know, think about what it could be. Oh, mm-hmm. It's just anxiety. Oh, it's just a panic attack. You good. You okay. Mm-hmm. But I never felt like I was okay. Like, I was really physically feeling symptoms, but that's how your mind will really... It'll play tricks on you for real.
Scary.
Like,
scary.
It's scary. Like, I had social anxiety, panic attacks on a bus. Like, it was terrible. I couldn't enjoy outside activities, like going to the mall with friends, like without feeling like that, bro. Like, that, I wouldn't wish that on nobody.
Do you feel like the music that you've been doing now, like, you feel like what you're doing right now is ideally making up for the time that you feel like you missed out when you were younger? Or
oh,
like,
yes. Like, with inner child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that song, after I like listened to it like 10 times in a row just to make sure I wasn't missing anything, and I was like damn, dude, love and hate, sorry,
I know you're good, it might have a little,
no, it's okay, like I love and hate to say this, but just like it's like it was the similars that you were saying in that song was like so similar to like what I went through, but like not mm-hmm, it might not have been like the same exact thing to a certain degree, but it's like similar enough to be like, damn, I know what she's talking about. Like, damn, I know what she's talking about.
Right.
Damn, I know what she's talking about. You know what I mean? So.
And like, I appreciate you listening, because sometimes, sometimes I feel like, you know, the type of music I make that relatable, and I'm hitting on stuff mm-hmm. that I'm going through, because I'm not, you know, promoting violence or doing anything in the target agenda of music.
Oh.
So it feels good to know that there's people out there like that. Percentage, there's certain percentage out of everybody else that really just pay attention and listen to what I'm talking about and just sit back like, dang, like I dropped it in June and I still have people like in my DMs. That's why I started the podcast. Mm-hmm. You know, this is why Talks With Two is here, because I spoke about something so personal, and then other people, you know, they want to come talk about it. So let me just bring, like, what can I do to bring people to where they feel safe speaking out? Because music was my safe space, mm-hmm. for sure. Like, that's honestly why I make music, for safe space and making an impact. You know, just making an impact. So, like, Inner Child was crazy. Like, I love it. I'm definitely making up, and it's healing, though.
I'm proud of you, too. I mean, like, something like that's not easy at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not.
It's not. Like, the first two lines, that's the only thing I wrote. Other than that, everything else just flowed. So once I came out, you know, talking about the sexual assault, I stopped. And I was like, dang, bro. Like, I don't know if I should really just, like, go into it, because sometimes making music, like, it'd be a blessing and a curse. Like, my family that know what happened and know what's going on, you know, you're gonna have some believers, and then you're gonna have, you know, them people that don't like, yeah. you know, I was grew up off of what goes on in the house stay in the house.
In that moment
I was just like, dang, I done already spoke on it. But I'm like, if you really gonna be, that's why I tell myself, like, if you really gonna be authentic and you gonna stay true to yourself, forget what other people talking about. This your truth.
I absolutely agree with you. And, like, this kind of just, like, goes back to, like, we're just talking about in general, mm-hmm. like, not trying to do what everyone else is doing, in the sense of, like, I love walking into an event and people are like, that was different. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, because I could see that for you. I saw it for, like, a few artists. Like, I always tell people, anytime I go to, like, these showcases or anything like that, I'm super grateful for the opportunity. I love everyone that I'm, like, working with. And but at the same time, I'm like, I'm not there for anyone's validation. You could be my best friend, and I still wouldn't care what you think about me, or, like, in the sense of how I want to go about my creative or my art. You know what I mean? So, like, and I know that's the way you approach it, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, I always tell people, don't be afraid to feel like the outcast in the crowd. Like, that, honestly, it's a weird feeling. But when you sit there and, like, look and just understand your surroundings and, like, build it to your perception, you're like, this is okay what I'm doing. Like, it doesn't feel okay because it's not what everyone else is expecting.
Right.
But at the same time, like, what do I care? You know what I mean? Like, this might be the last time I see that one person. Mm-hmm. I might never see them again in my life. Maybe I'll see them down the road at a show because maybe they specifically come for me or already have a friend that's performing.
Exactly.
I never try to look into it too much, but, like, you know what I mean? So that's just saying, you should feel proud of, like, walking into places like, hey, I do feel like I am too. I am to the artist. I'm Southside MEB. I am here. I don't have to get a listen or someone put a number on the board to let me know, like, what they think of me. Like, all that is minuscule. And I'm not, like, blaming judges or anything. I know, like, that's kind of what they go up there for. I'm not just talking about specific showcases.
I got to bring you to Unchained the City, man. Yeah. I think, because you were supposed to perform.
Back in April, but I wasn't able to.
Yeah. Man, look, we trying to run it back this December. I hope you be in town.
I would love that.
I hope you be in town.
I could definitely do another show.
For real.
I appreciate that.
So, yeah, we definitely got to get you on that stage. But I love how different you are, too. And it took a while for me to get the confidence to really just be different. I mean, I just went through the whole, you know, rebrand. Mm-hmm. And that was the hardest but the best thing I could have ever fucking did.
I could tell, dude.
It was crazy, but we here and we good. And, like you said, like, you got to stand on business and not care about what other people say. Like, just be you. So that's where I'm at right now.
Facts. As you
that's
should.
Where I'm at.
As you should.
So are there any specific themes or messages that you aim to get out to your audience with your music?
It's like a mix of a few things. I'll just try to keep it, like, just by topic and, like, not go too deep into it, because I tend to lose focus. Once I focus on one thing, I want to, like, make sure I'm detailing it fully, but I'm like, then I lose, like, the message of the question. You know what I mean? So, like, I hate that about myself, because, you know, it's like there's, like, 9 sentences fighting to, like, get out of, like, your head and just be the first one to, like, portray the message, whatever. But, like, within the message of my music, I always try to remind people that, like, it's okay if nothing really makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's okay to feel, like, lost and confused. It's okay to smile every once in a while. It's okay to cry, be mad. It's like, things just don't make sense. Right. You know what I mean? But find these pockets of solitude within yourself, with the people who are around you. You know what I mean? Like, everything is just so temporary. Like, right. Man, like, that jump from, like, being a kid to a grown adult, man, it's scary. And especially, like, in the sense of, like, I witnessed it all happen. Yeah, I mean, I could miss a day of school, but I never miss a day of life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's, like, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I could tell you about, like, something so minuscule, but I forgot what my seventh birthday is like. You know what I mean? So I always just try to, like, let people know, like, in the sense of, like, it's okay to keep things close to your heart. It's okay to let other people go. Like, man, like, it doesn't have to make sense at this moment. You know what I mean? But all I ask is don't realize you're alive until you're on your deathbed. Make sure you are
alive in the present moment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, those small wins do lead to, like, a larger margin of victory. And that's no matter what you do. You know what I mean? whatever you're trying to accomplish, like, just go for it. You know what I mean? I know what it was like to be ridiculed, bullied, people telling me I should die or go kill myself because they just did not like me. And I didn't do anything to these people. But I've been around that enough to, like, put in the perception of, like, I felt like my words didn't matter. But now I'm at the point in my life, I'm like, I'm finally doing everything I want to do. It don't matter how late it's been, how early you start, how old you are, what's your, like, physical, like health at the moment, whatever it is, and that. Like, if you could find something that you want to do and get started on it, the hardest part is getting started on it. But once you get started on it, things get better. You know what I mean? So I always just try to be that voice of saying, like, it's okay that you're not like the rest of people in your environment. Just do you.
Right.
Breathe. And try to enjoy each moment while you can. And it's okay to work hard, put money aside. You know what I mean? Like, there's times that, like, you work a week straight and you're like, damn, the month of October is gone. You know what I mean? That's how I felt about for September. I was like, September didn't even exist to me. I thought we skipped a month, to be honest with you.
Because you was working so much.
Yeah. So, but all in all, what I'm trying to say is just, like, just slow things down, breathe, find out what you're passionate about, and be a good person. Like, it's not hard to let someone know that you're proud of them. You know what I mean? We all kind of let a lot of people have ego. A lot of people, sometimes people don't even know how to portray emotion. You know what I mean? It's just, it's different with each person you come across, but learn from these experiences and build from it.
Okay. Mm. And so what are some things that you do for self-care?
Not enough. Not enough. Because even music, I mean, I want to agree that with everyone, it's like, oh, music is therapy. It's same, like,
it's still
cool.
A job.
Oh yeah,
it's still a job.
It hasn't been about the music most of this year, if that makes sense. As many shows as I'm doing, as much music I've been dropping, like, and you probably know where I'm coming with the suit. Like, it just hasn't been about the music. You know what I mean? So it's like, if it was been about the music, I would feel calm right now.
Right.
But I'm anxious talking about it now. You know what I mean? So music can be therapeutical in that sense. But for self-care stuff, man, to be honest with you, like, I just haven't been doing it. Like, I have not really been taking care of myself as much as I want to. I haven't been hitting the gym as much as I want to, eating better as much as I want to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I mean, at least you can admit it, though. Mm-hmm. Like, at least you are aware.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, like, because I could sit here and be like, oh, no. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and sometimes people do have some crazy schedules that, like, I feel like don't exist, but they somehow exist. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, there's times that, like, I get it that, like, we're tired. You know what I mean? But, like, I acknowledge, like, that I do catch myself making excuses sometimes. I'm like, hey, man, like, go and do this. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I don't want to leave the house because I'm like, oh, if I go to the grocery store, people are going to be looking at me and they hate me. I'm like, no, dude, who's telling you that?
Right. Like, you telling yourself that?
Exactly. Like, you're building your perception for that day. You know what I mean? So, all in all, what I want to do better of is eat better. You know, get back to, like, my original physique. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't feel good. Like, my bones and my muscles, like, just, it doesn't feel healthy. And I'm, like, too young to, like, not feel like I feel good. You know what I mean? So I just want to do a better job of that. And just meditating, praying, I need to do a lot more of that as well, too. So I feel like I kind of, like, let go of that area of therapy, which I'm, like, I need to do a better job of. So I acknowledge everything I do, but, you know, so.
So how important is the support of your community and fans in your mental health journey?
Oh, it's awesome. Like, it goes a long way. You know what I mean? There's times that I've performed at least in front of, like, 100 plus people a couple times. You know what I mean? But not specifically for me. It's just, like, just me opening up or doing an event. but sometimes only two people in the crowd were there for me. And I always try to look at them and be like, y'all could be doing anything in this world. Y'all could be doing
literally
anything in this world, but you're here spending this Wednesday night
right.
with me. You called off work, a chance to make money to pay off your bills, whatever you have going on, but you're here with me. That means so much to me. And I've been doing a better job, like letting everyone know, like, I do appreciate you. And it's not that like I was doing a bad job before that. It's just like, you don't right. really see that because mm-hmm. you just get caught up with, like, you get caught up with the thought of like, oh, only 9 people showed up to this. Ah.
Man,
I suck. Listen, I hate myself.
Let me
myself.
Tell you, I was yeah. at the African Street Festival and a fan, like I never seen her before.
This past year? I mean, this one here?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So she had walked to come see me. Like she had walked to the festival to come see me. Shout out to her if you see this.
Shout out.
Because that definitely like built me up. Like you walked and she's been following my story, you know, because you know I got shot. And she also had got shot, you know, wow. and survived. So, like, she said she seen me post a flyer, and she came. Like, that right there, you remember who you doing it for.
That brought tears to my eyes, man. Like, that's awesome.
You remember who you doing it, and, like, older lady. Mm-hmm. You know, like, nobody my age, you know, not a young, like. Mm-hmm. So, that makes me feel good. Like, if she walked, like, that is crazy. And she was the hypest one. She was the hypest one in front row.
That's
and when I got off, she like told me, like, man, I walked here to come see you perform. And that's crazy. Like that mean everything. Like, dude.
That's so awesome. I'm glad you got to experience that. Like that's the slightest reminder.
Yes.
Of like, hey, you know what? I love what I'm doing. You know what I mean? People out there are listening. You know what I mean?
They are.
And it doesn't mean that they're necessarily lost in this world, but they came across somebody that they believe in.
Exactly.
And that's so cool.
Because when you have people believe in you, it's like it makes the whole purpose greater. Like it's bigger than me. It's bigger than you. Like it's crazy.
I meant to say two things really quick. One, I hated that I had to miss that day. I had to go to I had to go to Alabama to watch.
No, it's okay.
I got tickets to go watch a comedy show from like Impractical Jokers. Uh-huh. Sal was performing that night, so like my friend bought me a ticket, and then I was there that weekend too because I had the celebrity softball game uh-huh. there too, but they canceled it. But I was
yeah.
like, and then two, yeah, I feel you on that. Just like it really just does take like one other human body that's walking this world to like remind you what you're doing is okay, and like you are building something. Like you know what I mean? Like it starts with one person.
Yeah.
And just slowly grows to 5, 10, but there's no specific formula to this. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Of the way you contribute your support to people, it's just or your art. There's no formula to it. I always try to remind people that.
And that's what I be having to get, you know, reminded. Like I done did a show, fully packed house. I done came to shows with a fully packed, you know, supporters on my side. And then I done been to a show that ain't nobody know me.
Yeah.
But it's like when I look at my music, it don't even be about the stats for real. Cause I mean, honestly, I've just been self promoting Inner Child. One, I feel like Inner Child is a song that we play it 5 years from now, it's still gonna hit.
Absolutely.
Like I make long lasting music, so I don't feel like I gotta hurry up and just spend $10,000 to promote this song. Cause I'm doing it with the podcast. So I'm slowly but surely still keeping it in the mix. But it's like though, like I said, those percentage of people, like you have 10 people pull up to a show, I guarantee you all 10 of them left with something.
Mm-hmm.
All 10 of them left with something. Like, that's some stuff that you can't even just look at and just be upset about.
Facts.
Like, these people, I gained fans at that African Street Festival. That was my first show going by Entute, the artist.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So that was an introduction show. And when I tell you people was sitting on a bench and when I got done, I did 4 songs. Everybody was up out of their seats.
You know, and sorry, I know, like you have another question.
No,
but the thing is, it's like, because just specifically this topic too, you don't understand how many shows I go to, and people like a lot of people pull up for this one person, and then that person gets done performing. And sometimes I feel like they don't really realize it afterwards, but like they don't talk to anybody. They don't try to talk to anybody new. Let them like know, like, hey, what'd you think about this, or like,
right,
or even go talk to the people that came here for them. In my head, I'm like, maybe they don't acknowledge it at that moment,
right,
but I can never do that. Like, if you came here for me or if you literally just, like my music off of what you just heard, even horrible speakers,
right,
trash mic, but you still said that, like, I'm still saying something and you were listening, that means so much more to me than, like, have just performing in front of 2,000 people who don't know me at all.
And like, don't even care.
And I can't even get off and talk to them. You know what I mean? They're going to be like, hey, you and your band, go backstage, do what you got to do.
Right.
You're done. Like, you can't, like, utilize this time period to talk to those people and let them know how much you appreciate them being there. That goes such a long way, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Sorry, just...
No, you good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you good.
Some people just walk around just like... Yeah, I mean, it's okay to feel good that, like, oh, people are here for me, but, like, don't forget that, because then I don't want to hear you complaining about, like, oh, these people didn't support me all the time. I'm like, no, I saw them at your show. Did you talk to them? Probably not. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't try to build a connection with them. You didn't let them know how much you appreciate them. That goes a long way for others. You know?
Man, it do, because the way that y'all show love at the last showcase was crazy, and it was definitely at a time where I needed it, because it was times where I just feel like, like, when I went through my transformation, I watched everything go down. I watched, like, followers go down. I watched engagement going down, because once people are so used to who you've been for so long, it's just like, oh, nah. Like, they look at it because it's different and it's unique, but they don't even take the time to understand. Like, for instance, you hit me up. My boy Abu Don hit me up. He called me. He like, yo, what does your name mean? Like just out of nowhere, like, it had people just wondering and really interested versus the people that just completely turned it away.
Yeah.
So those people, they gonna come with you. I knew once I changed it, I'm like, man, my people, they gonna stay with me. I'm still, I'm just growing. Like, I'm growing and rebranding into something that aligns with what I'm doing. So the real people gonna stay. And then if you fall off, you just fall off. And I had to be okay with that.
It's hard. It could be
it
hard.
It is.
But you feel powerful afterwards, because there's times, like, I feel you on that, like, that sad stuff. Like, I don't really have a full team on me anymore, so just kind of me just doing everything. And you see those stats, and then you see that person from, like, eighth grade, and they're like, and you're like, we were so tight. Why did you unfollow me? But then you got to look at it and be like, it's just an app. I'm not who I was in eighth grade anymore. You know what? To be fair, I don't even know you anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
right, because everybody done grew, like, they done went into different kind of lanes. So I learned how to, like, not take things personal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it don't even be personal. And on your purpose, when you start moving on purpose, people are not, everyone you once knew is not going to stay. They're not going to understand, and they're not going to align with you.
No.
So, the lessons been learned, the time that was spent, it was good, but now we just ascending and moving on. Because you can be up here, but if you're carrying somebody that's down here, they're going to bring you down there.
You feel that way within time.
And then
time passes. It's time you can't get back. And, yeah, you know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But just know, like, you know, it's hard. And, like, I understand you. Like, I listen to your music, and I'm like, dude, like, this is different. You know, like, this is... I like different stuff, and I like unique stuff. One, because I'm unique too, but then I'm tired of hearing the same stuff. So when I run into somebody that's, you know, different and in their own lane, that's what I like. That's what I embrace. So thanks. I definitely commend you for doing everything you're doing, because as far as, like, I done seen you, I think I first seen you on Cruise platform, like, back.
Like a year and a half ago.
Wow. Yeah, so yeah. That's where I first, like, seen you at. And from then, you've been working. Like, you've been doing shows, you've been having events, like, I've been seeing everything, and you never let your foot off the gas, so I commend you for that.
I appreciate you.
Always being consistent.
Likewise. I believe in you, too, so I can't wait to see what you provide for this world and for yourself, most importantly.
Man, thank you. And before we wrap up, what do you have coming up, and how do you hope to evolve personally and create, like, being creative in your upcoming years, and what role do you think mental health will play on that journey?
To start off with the shows, October 18th at the Cohen, 7 o'clock. I'll be there headlining along with other great artists from the city as well, too. Make sure you purchase your tickets through the link in my bio. Saturday, I'll also be headlining at New Heights Brewing. I'll be teaming up with Music Neighbors as well, too, for donations and charity for Hurricane Helene relief support system as well, too. So I'm excited for both of those things, and just overall excited just to contribute to my community the best as much as possible. You mean, to continue my growth, it's pretty much everything that I acknowledge a few points that I brought up earlier as well too. Starting there, just being okay, not being everywhere at the same time.
Right.
I have a bad habit of like feeling I have to be at every single event, and then 99% of these people don't show up for me. But at the same time, it's like I'm just there to interact and just support as much as I can. But I got to be okay with like just taking my foot off the pedal and just being home, taking care of myself, learning new chord progressions on the keys or like guitar, drums. I'm becoming more of a multi-instrumentalist too. So it's like helping me along with like the growth as well too. So hopefully by this time next year, I could play at least four instruments like extremely well. So, but yeah, like definitely got to take care of myself, get more sleep, eat better, train myself to run again. Man, and mental health, man, it's hard because we always feel like we have the specific answer for that specific moment. But at the same time, it's just like, I just got to live. I just got to keep experiencing.
So make sure you guys tap in. Make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. And just stay tuned for upcoming new episodes.
Yes, sir. We out.
I'm sorry for everything you had to go through. It started as a child. I wish that I was stronger in situations that I had to go through. I'm trying to press it now.